Eric, thanks for letting me record this. Thanks for sharing the screen to show other ABC MasterCard members what to look for in terms of what do I have access to, what how many credits do I have left, all that stuff. So right now we're in the you logged into the Simplero and you clicked on your profile, and I think that's how you got here, right? If I will put the link below this video for how to get to this same screen for everybody to look at their own courses, what they have access to. Okay, so here in the top of the screen are courses, and these are the courses that you have access to. And what you have here, what you have here, if you're watching this and you're part of the, well, I'll just say you have current access to these courses. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. And when you click on any of these, you'll go directly to that course, but you have access to all these. There are some that don't have images. I have to just put images in, but you still have access to them. So, okay, scroll down, pass all the courses you currently have access to. Amazing. A lot of them. And you'll get tired of looking at my picture. I'll probably put some AI picture up there. It's probably more pleasant looking at my picture. But keep going down. Subscriptions that you currently have going right now. And then further under subscriptions is called purchases. And purchases is basically what you either bought using currency, US dollar or whatever, euro, whatever, or what you bought using course credits. Those of you who are in my ABC MasterCard program, you get course credits every other month. I think you get an email that says, hey, you've got some more course credits now. You got just assigned to you, and you can use them to quote unquote buy the courses. And so the purchases that you see here that says paid. Okay, given Eric, you've been in my membership program for a couple years, so you probably didn't pay for currency for any of these. You probably used course credits to pay for them. And so the paid ones means course credits. You probably bought them with course credits. Or some of you, before you joined my program, you bought some courses with currency that will show up here as paid as well. If it says free, some of them say free. It's probably because there was some error with course credits and I had to manually assign you the course, which means it's free with your, and then take some course credits from you. So that, if it's free, there's some reason it was free. It's probably because I had to do it that way, or for some other bonus you got for free or whatever. Anyway, so purchases, these are what you bought with course credits, but essentially everything you're buying from me are courses, right? So it's kind of weird that Simplero has a whole section called purchases, because you could just scroll all the way to the top. And that's where you access all my courses. The purchases is just in Simplero's transaction financial tracking system to say, well, these are the ones you bought. Does that make sense? So essentially, you never really have to scroll down this far, because it doesn't matter to you what you bought. You just go up to the courses or what you have access to. Finally, but if you scroll down to the very bottom, okay. Oh, your worksheets. You can skip those. Those are the assessments that you made, which might be interesting for you to look at some point. But at the very bottom of the screen, if you have any credits left, it'll say your credits. If you don't even have the your credits left, if you don't even have anything there under your credits, that means you have no credits left. I want to thank Mike Wong for enlightening us to that weird little quirk. But if you do have a your credits section, that means you have some credits left. And it says here, Eric, you have 6 credits left. So that means you can spend those 6 credits by the end of the year. And so there you go. Thank you so much. Any questions, Eric, before we move on?
You clarified my confusion mainly with the Simplero
Yeah,
organization.
the
That was the
purchases section, you don't even need to look at. It's weird. How come purchases is empty here? You scroll up again. Oh, there it
There it
is. No,
is.
there it is. Yeah.
It just
It was
hides
just
it or something.
scrolling. Yeah. Yeah. So ignore the purchases section. That's probably too confusing. Just look at the courses section. Yeah, that's all. Thanks.